lesson, good morning. These devotions are brought to you by the Anglican Diocese of Bahamas and the Turks and Caicos Islands. My name is Father Andrew Toppin, and I am priest in charge of St. James Anglican Church, Adelaide Village, New Providence, Bahamas. Today is Monday, the 6th of December, 2021, and it's the Feast of St. Nicholas, Bishop of Myra 242. We remember St. Nicholas Anglican Church, High Rock, Grand Bahama, and Father Rudolph Cooper, priest in charge, as they celebrate the Patronal Festival today. Let us pray. Grant, Almighty God, that your church may be so inspired by the example of your servant Nicholas of Myra, that it may never cease to work for the welfare of children, the safety of sailors, the relief of poor, and the help of those tossed by tempests of doubt or grief. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. A reading from St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, verses 13 through 16. Matthew chapter 10, beginning at the 13th verse. People were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The Gospel of Christ. I speak in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today is St. Nicholas Day. One of the complaints that Christians often voice at this time of the year is that Christmas has become too commercialized and too secularized. Far too many people observe the holy day of the Christ Mass without any acknowledgement of Christ at all. He is completely left out of the picture. Everything's about parties and presents and TV specials without any reverence for or meditation on the focus of Christmas, namely the incarnation of our Lord. He is taking on our flesh to save us. John's Gospel says, "The Word became flesh and lived among us." Santa Claus gets more attention than Jesus. Perhaps this problem can begin to be corrected by understanding where the legend of Santa Claus comes from and from the actual historical base of who he is. Most of us have heard of Santa Claus referred to as Saint Nick, Jolly Nick, or Saint Nicholas. And in fact, that's where the name comes from. Santa is the word for saint, and Claus a shortened form in Dutch of the word Nicholas. It was the Dutch who, when they came to New York to settle, brought the idea of Santa Claus, Saint Nicholas. Now, Santa Claus has become the stuff of fairy tales and has been influenced in many ways by pagan notions. But St. Nicholas was a real person who lived in the early 300s. December 6th today is the day in which we recognize Nicholas. We shall focus a bit on his life this morning and meditate on what it has to teach us about Christ and Christmas. Nicholas was born into a wealthy family in Asia Minor, what is now Turkey. Having become a Christian, Nicholas chose not to pursue a life of riches, but instead devoted himself to the church. He eventually became bishop of a city called Myra. Myra was a decadent and corrupt city, and Nicholas became well known for transforming it by his pious hard work and preaching of the word of Christ. Nicholas was also known for his love for those in need, such as poor widows and orphan children. As bishop, he saw to it that the church worked to care for the needy. Perhaps his giving of gifts, especially to impoverished children, is part of what formed the Santa Claus tradition. And there is one story in particular about Nicholas that stands out above the rest and is the most famous. There was a man in the city of Mara who had three daughters, but this man did not have enough money to provide his daughters with suitable dowries necessary for them to get married in those days. Without being able to marry, it was likely that they were to end up as prostitutes. Nicholas was deeply troubled about this, and he decided to help, but he chose to do it in a way that would not draw attention to himself. Evidently, taking from his own resources, Nicholas prepared three bags of gold. On three consecutive nights, Nicholas went to this man's house and threw a bag of gold into one of the open windows. One bag of gold each night for each of the three daughters, sufficient to provide each of them with the necessary dowry. Later on, when the story was told in colder regions, Nicholas was portrayed dropping bags of gold down the chimney. Still to this day, three golden bags or golden spheres are the sign of a pawnbroker in remembrance of how Nicholas bought these three daughters out of hook, you might say, redeeming and rescuing them from the fate that awaited them. There are many more accounts of Nicholas helping others too. For instance, once there were three men who were falsely accused of a crime and sentenced to death, but Nicholas stepped in and spoke in their defense and was able to secure their release and give them back their lives. It's interesting that in all of these stories of Nicholas, the number three keeps popping up. Three daughters without dowries, three falsely accused men, three sailors whom he rescued from drowning. And this is fitting, for Nicholas was one who was a defender of the Trinitarian faith, someone who proclaimed belief in the one and only true God, who is God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. In fact, it is quite possible that Nicholas was one of the bishops present at the Council of Nicaea, which defended and confirmed the teaching that Jesus is both true God and true man. It is from this council in 325 AD that we get the Nicene Creed. A false preacher named Arius was teaching that Jesus was not of the same substance of the Father, that of the Son, and God was being godlike, but not in true form. Whether or not Nicholas was present at the council, he was a defender of that faith, a faith in Christ the Son of God, as the only Savior from sin and death and the devil. Nicholas preached Jesus baptized into Jesus' body, absolved people of their sins in Jesus' name, fed them with the life-giving body and blood of Jesus. This is the real Nicholas. He wasn't a Santa Claus taking attention away from Jesus. He was a preacher drawing everyone's attention to Jesus. He wasn't one making a list and checking it twice to see who was naughty and who was nice. For he knew that his people were both sinners and saints at the same time, and that all desperately needed Christ's forgiveness and mercy. By God's grace, the love of Christ was shown forth both in Nicholas' preaching and also in his life. We give attention to the generous deeds of Nicholas because it ultimately draws our attention to the infinitely generous love that he himself first received from God. It was that love of God that was working through Nicholas in his life. After all, just consider his deeds. Nicholas sacrifices and gives of his own resources to save the fatherless. Is not that not what Jesus did for us? He sacrificed and he gave himself for us to rescue us from being eternally violated by death and the devil. He redeemed us not with bags of gold or silver, but with his own precious blood and with his innocent suffering and death. So it is that we are now worthy and prepared to be his holy bride. Likewise, Nicholas stood to defend those facing death, risking his own life, name, and reputation. Is not that what Jesus did and still does for us? He stood between us and eternal death on the cross, and thereby kept us from having to suffer that most would not suffer. Furthermore, the scripture say that even now Jesus is standing before the Father as our advocate, speaking in our defense, responding to every charge laid against us with the merits of his own blood and righteousness. Through him, we are set free to be the people of God. The same love of Christ that was at work in Nicholas is at work also in you. For in your baptism, you are crucified with Christ. You no longer live, but Christ lives in you and through you. The Lord is working in you so that his boundless love, which has been shown to you, might spill over to others in the giving of yourself, in the giving of gifts, not so that you can feel good about yourself or draw attention to yourself, but giving that is an honest and entirely for the good of others. Like a bag of gold through an open window at night. That's why I think that it's fine tradition for someone who gives an anonymous gift to say that's from Santa Claus or Saint Nick. For such a gift is given a spirit that reflects the love of Christ, as Nicholas did, and ultimately it seeks to give glory not to ourselves, but to God, who is the true giver of every good and perfect gift. Indeed, every present that we give is a sign of that greatest gift of all, the Christ child in the manger, given to us almost anonymously, noticed only by shepherds on that night, recognized and received only by a few throughout his life, but hidden within the wrapping of his lonely humanity, dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, full of grace and mercy. Jesus is love in the flesh for you. There is no greater present than that. This is the ultimate gift Nicholas sought to give. So, is there such a person as Santa Claus? Of course there is. If you don't believe in the existence of Nicholas, you might as well not believe in the existence of Mary or Joseph or the shepherds or the wise men. Sure, you're not going to find him so-called sliding down your chimney, but he is with us wherever we gather for divine service. When two or three are gathered in his name, he is in our midst. For in Christ's presence dwell angels and archangels and all the company of heaven and all the saints and believers who have gone before us. Thank God that Nicholas lives. He lives forever because, just like you, he was baptized and believed in Jesus, who was born and died and rose for all of us. Nicholas is patron saint of children, corpus, sailors, fishermen, merchants, broadcasters, the falsely accused, repentant thieves, brewers, pharmacists, and archers. Today, we thank God for the life, work, and witness of Nicholas. And in his name, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, shepherd of your people, we thank you for your servant Nicholas, who is faithful in the care and nurture of your flock. And we pray that following example and teaching of his holy life, we may, by your grace, grow into the stature and fullness of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. God give you grace to follow his saints in faith and truth and holiness. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit be among you this day, now, evermore. Amen. Thank you for listening. And if possible, please share with a friend. Amen.